This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Nigeria's electricity distribution companies reported a total system collapse on Thursday, causing widespread blackouts across Africa's biggest economy. Power generation fell to zero in the early hours and had risen to 273 megawatts by 10:30 GMT, well below the daily average of 4,100 megawatts. U.S. automakers and union negotiators offered little hope a deal would be reached on Thursday to avoid a midnight walk-off. We get the latest from AP reporter Lisa Dwyer.
With a strike deadline getting closer, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says offers from the companies are not enough and that the union is getting ready to strike.
You know, we're not picking a target. The target is the big three. And we expect, you know, September 14th is a deadline. We expect to have agreements with all three companies by that date. The workers deserve that. And if they do not have an agreement by that date, then there will be action.
It would be the first time in the union's 80-plus year history that it struck all three companies at the same time. In an online address to members, Fain said General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected some of the union's other demands. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Survivors of a flood that swept away the center of the Libyan city of Derna picked through the ruins on Thursday in search of loved ones from among the thousands of dead and missing. Authorities now fear an outbreak of diseases from the bodies. Confirmed death tolls given by officials so far have varied, but all are in the thousands, with thousands more on lists of the missing. The mayor of Derna said the deaths could reach 18,000 to 20,000 based on the extent of the damage that they've surveyed. This is VOA News. China's central bank cuts its benchmark rate again in support of the economy. The China central bank said on Thursday the weighted average reserve requirement ratio for financial institutions now stands at 7.4% after the cut. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Pyongyang, stoking U.S. concerns that a revived Moscow-Pyongyang axis could bolster Russia's military in Ukraine and provide Kim sensitive missile technology. Putin accepted the invitation made at the summit of the two leaders, according to the North Korean state news agency. No immediate confirmation from the Kremlin. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports reaction from South Korea. As you can imagine, not happy.
Lim Soo-suk, South Korea's foreign ministry spokesperson, told reporters in a briefing, "We express deep concern and regret that the North Korea-Russia summit discussed military cooperation, including satellite development, despite repeated warnings from the international community. There is widespread concern in Seoul that North Korea will supply Russia with ammunition in return for advanced weapon technologies from Russia. South Korean officials also warned that potential arms transfers between Pyongyang and Moscow would only invite stronger responses from South Korea, the U.S., and Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Argentina's annual inflation rate is out of control, adding to the South American country's economic woes and leaving Argentines struggling in their day-to-day lives. Almond Lee reports.
Argentina's annual inflation rate shot up to 124% in August. That's a record high in more than three decades and has left a lot of Argentines struggling to make ends meet. Laura Celis and her husband now have to juggle the math every time they want to buy something. It's hard. Whatever one thing costs today, tomorrow costs a little more. We're always racing against the clock, searching and searching. You buy whatever is cheaper in one place and go to the next place and buy something else. That's how it is, regrettably.
It is equally tough for business owners like butcher Marcelo Capobianco. He fears he will need to close down his shop if situation worsens. His family is even considering leaving Argentina.
Reuters correspondent Amon Lee. You can find expanded coverage of the world, news, and events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day, where you also find video. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.